Happy Friday. It's Friday, August 22nd, 2025. I'm Kevin Roman. I'm a designer, stylist, and generally all-around happy guy. Every week, I share a great thought and a great song. We all deserve a dose of encouragement, a fun tune, and a reason to smile. This is Happy Friday. Happy Friday, happy end of August, happy month of weakness. We've looked at impulsiveness, we've wrestled with indecision. This week, it's time for my biggest one. I'm not sure I can do this. Insecurity. We all know this feeling. You hesitate, you shrink, you second guess whether you even belong in the room. But where does that come from? And more importantly, how do we push through? Insecurity doesn't just appear out of nowhere. It's built piece by piece from past failures and uncontrollable misfortunes, big and small. A job loss, a relationship that fell apart, an offhand comment that cut too deep. These moments pile up and whisper, maybe I'm not good enough. And society doesn't exactly help. Inequality, injustice, even just being left out. Those experiences carve into us. Rejection alone leaves a mark that's hard to erase. Who doesn't remember some childhood moment when you were left out, and it just stamped, I'm not good enough, right into your heart? Religion is the biggest offender. Religion teaches, it tried to teach me, that we are all intrinsically bad. Not just flawed, not just human, but doomed and invalid. And once you convince people of that, it's pretty easy to keep them under your thumb. But here's the truth. That is a lie. You are not broken. You are not defined by those voices. That judgment is not true. Let me say this. We need a lot more truth in the world right now. Plenty of people have their own agendas to demonize and denigrate others in order to manipulate and eliminate anyone they don't approve of. Evil people, we'll talk more about them soon, I promise. Don't care about you. They want to deceive you and convince you you're weak. Fighting these lies, it's going to take more than just self-confidence. It's going to take dismantling the corrupt forces that work against good. I just had to say that right now. Now, yes. Every experience shapes us. But your identity is not your experiences. You are not the sum of your failures. We're not imperfect in some cosmic way. Why believe that? We've said before, perfection doesn't even exist. Nothing in life is perfect. And that's not a flaw. That's just reality. But most of all, you are not intrinsically bad. You are intrinsically valuable just because you exist. You are an individual, and no one else has the authority to determine your worth. Let me say that again. You are an individual. and no one else determines your worth. So, what do we do with this truth? Well, we use it. First, the Spice Girls were right. By surrounding ourselves with positivity, people, places, words, and practicing constructive self-talk every day. It's not instant. Results don't show up overnight. But with practice, your mindset will change. Second, take care of yourself. Because you are valuable, and value deserves protection. Looking good, resting, nutrition, exercise, therapy, whatever you need at your own pace. Protect what's valuable. Protect you. And finally, approach everything from a position of strength. Even when you don't feel strong in the moment. Confidence isn't the absence of fear. It's courage in the face of fear. Back in episode 56, we said, "I can't." But courage responds, "Yes, I can." Approach everything from a position of strength. That's a lesson I learned first from my mentor and then later from the hottest man in the world. Approach everything from a position of strength. Even when you don't feel strong, even when you're not standing in strength, when your knees are shaking, this shifts everything. It doesn't just help you hold firm in one situation. It forces you to see how strong inside, how powerful you've been all along. And once you see clearly through the fog of those emotions and lies to your real strength, that's confidence. You stop feeling like just a little guy and start feeling 10 feet tall. That's how tall G-Flip's walking in the song Big Ol' Hammer. I hope you like it. Every week, find a link to Friday's song in the show notes in your podcast app and online at the website happyfriday.fm. And when the world tries to convince you that you can't, remember, yes, you can. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks to everyone who helps me walk tall every day. It's been a long, hot summer, and next week, just in time for Labor Day, it's time for a little celebration. Connect with me online and on Instagram at happyfriday.fm. Now go have a happy Friday.